Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, January the 31st, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider immigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look to see what's in store for us today. Today being the moment of truth, when Brexit shall be declared. Tonight, British time at 11 p.m., which is 6 p.m. Eastern time, or 3 p.m. Pacific time. So, we're going to start with a piece on war, corruption and lies, and how the powers that be exaggerate progress and inflated statistics to create an illusion that all these wars are winnable, which of course we all know they are not. The massive amount of money Congress appropriates is distributed with little oversight or record keeping. The military in the US has destroyed countless villages. It continues to create an atmosphere of fear and hatred with covert drone operations that kill thousands of innocent people. A lot to think about, ladies and gentlemen. Then I will talk a little more about America's right to violence. The media commentary is always predicated on the assumption that the US has the right to use violence or the threat of it to assert its will any time, anywhere and for any reason. And of course, along with that, any resistance is illegitimate. So we have a look at that. Then we're going to laser in on somebody who was said to have taken his own life last year, probably suicided. Needless to say, bound up with the Clintons and their wretched foundation. Then I shall have a little discussion with you about facial hair. I need say no more. I think you will find it very amusing, interesting, and maybe some of you will even identify. Then we will talk about how the Fed is losing power, confidence is ebbing away in the country's central bank, the Fed is simply in the process of losing its own game. They've already lost control. Anyway, a few words about that, and then I'll talk about the flu virus, what it is and how it propagates. I talked the other day about civil asset forfeiture. I've got a couple other examples to show you today. Rather grim, actually, but par for the course, as they say. And then I will finish the show with some more grim statistics showing how this economy is falling apart. I've got a list of the different major closures of the country. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you individually upon demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And you know, I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So do feel free, choose any of the 3 shows out of my Podbean archive. And if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they, all of the shows to some extent, deal with current affairs. And the current affairs in question will be fresh in your mind, so you'll have a better grasp of what's going on and how I deal with it. Therefore, I will now close the show with my basic contact information, starting with my email, which is on the my Podbean page at the top, if you don't get to write it down. It's rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, RWL, my initials, Martin and a 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook page and a Twitter page, which you might want to consider from time to time. They contain comments which are somewhat too short for the major show, but I still think you should be aware of. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. Now that's all lowercase, one word, no punctuation, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call is the name of the page. And my Twitter page is very simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's my initials, Richard Martin, RMWakeUpCall. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, it remains for me to wish you a wonderful weekend and any celebrations that you may be having in favour of Brexit. And I'll be back here again with another synopsis on Monday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.